Oh, Jesus Christ, why do we forsake our first love? Why is it? His great heart can see that. You know why the Lord has been so tremendously persistent to keep us in worship? Why have we kept up these times of prayer? One man said to me, a minister used to be with us here. I have prayed at him because he didn't pay any attention to our days of prayer. He said, it's boring to me. Boring to me. That's an awful bad sign. When the presence of Jesus becomes boring, but it will. It will. We speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. None of the princes of this world have known it. Did they love him? No, they crucified him. Do they love him today? No, they crucify him today. But where shall this lowly Nazarene find hearts that love him enough to receive him and to give themselves to him? Where shall he find heart, if not in Pentecost, if not in a meeting like this, where he persistently manifests his presence?